Good afternoon. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England, and a much nicer day today, at least with more sunshine. Clouds are mixing in from time to time, and with a bit of a breeze, temperatures should make it into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. This will lead us into a clear night tonight, and it will be seasonably cool with lows back into the 30s and lower 40s. As we get into the day tomorrow, that high pressure center will continue to dominate both at the surface and aloft, bringing us mostly sunny skies for the morning hours. However, clouds will tend to increase during the day. It will stay dry, but also breezy and mild with highs in the middle and upper 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Midwest, where a digging trough of low pressure will sweep up moisture out of the tropical Caribbean and Gulf. This will form a storm along the eastern seaboard late Saturday night and push clouds and showers our way by sunrise on Sunday. The storm will gain strength along the coast, and the rain will also intensify during the day Sunday, becoming steady with heavier bursts, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder. The wind will also pick up by the end of the day on Sunday, with temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Rain will fall with this system heavily at times across the region, potentially causing some flooding Sunday night and early Monday morning before it departs into southern Canada by Monday afternoon. Still, even as the rain winds down early on Monday, we'll have a lot of gusty wind throughout the afternoon, at times 40, maybe even 50 mile an hour wind gusts. Behind this system, it looks like temperatures will drop back and highs will stay in the mid-50s on Monday. By Tuesday for Halloween, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and mostly dry weather with highs in the lower to mid-50s. It'll stay dry on Wednesday in the mid-50s before a few more showers show up on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of Minnesota and portions of northwest Wisconsin have winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings in effect for the first snow-producing system of the season, which will slowly track northeast through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Accumulations will be light to locally moderate today, with the highest amounts expected across the Arrowhead. A three-day accumulation of 8 to 12 inches will be possible for far northeastern Minnesota. Strong winds will likely cause blowing and drifting of the snow, which will make travel hazardous in these locations. A secondary maximum of locally heavy snow is expected from the western UP of Michigan into northern Wisconsin to the northwest of the surface low through tomorrow morning. The cold front extending from this storm over the upper Midwest will pass through the Ohio, Tennessee, and Mississippi valleys this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms will arrive along and ahead of the front, and noticeably cooler air will be moving into the central United States. Frost and freeze advisories are in effect, with temperatures expected to fall 10 to 20 degrees below normal. And across the west, most areas will remain warm and dry as ridging is anchored in place over the weekend. Portions of California and Oregon, also Nevada, will have high temperatures about 10 to 20 degrees above normal. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with a trough of low pressure over the northwestern Caribbean Sea that has become more concentrated during the past several hours between northeastern Honduras and Jamaica. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for some development today and tomorrow as the system moves slowly northward over the Caribbean Sea. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny and breezy near 60, and in Buffalo becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 36, the record high, 79, set in 1963, and the record low 21 in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m. 10 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, breezy and mild, some clouds late in the day, mid to upper 60s. Rain moving in Saturday night, becoming heavy at times during the day on Sunday, lower 60s. Rain and wind Sunday night and early Monday morning. Partly sunny, windy, and pleasant on Monday afternoon in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday for Halloween. In the daytime, lower to mid-50s, 40s at trick-or-treat time. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, mid-50s, and showers on Thursday in the upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.